Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Didier. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Fryman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Brown reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ragland moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chambliss strikes out. The throw from Didier to pick off Ragland, and they've got Ragland picked off. The throw back to Didier and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Horton reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick. Brown reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the mound. Tidrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Didier takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Didier moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for one. The throw to home, double play. Spikes is thrown out at home to complete the double play. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Lolick moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Duffy moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Strahler now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ragland moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Ragland moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ed Farmer now pitching. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Didier for a passed ball. Spikes moves to second. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. the Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duncan. The throw from Didier and he is safe. Duncan steals second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ragland takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cash fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Didier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambliss tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Cash moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marvin Lane now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing center field. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ragland hits a fly ball into center field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Ford now playing right field. Tommy Smith now playing center field. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Didier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lane. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambliss moves to third. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Holdsworth covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws to second. Ragland drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Ragland. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.